getting dark. Hello there, this is Dr. Pete Pavelic. Thank you for joining me for this edition of the Daily Devo. Don't forget about our website, pastorpete.org. Today we're going to be in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, if you want to turn there in the text with me. And we're going to look at some of the words that Jesus spoke to us about darkness and light. And if there is ever been a collision that we can see, that we can experience, and that we can all relate to, it's the collision between dark and light. We see that collision happen every day in the course of the natural world as light turns to darkness and vice versa. When darkness turns to light, twice a day we see that collision take place. We see that collision happen when we walk into a dark room and flip on the light switch. We can see that collision happen with our eyes. We also see it happening in a more cultural sense. We see it in a more metaphorical sense happening all around us as well. And we see that in the Bible too. Here's the text. It says, Jesus spoke to them again, verse 12, John chapter 8. And he said this, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Listen, I know most of, if not the great majority of, our audience are believers, people who have given their life to Christ. And if you're not, there's a message for you here as well. But man, what good news this is for those of us who are believers. Jesus gives us this simple and powerful message. Number one, here's what he says. He says, number one, I am the light of the world. So church, believers, even if you're lost, even if you've never given your life to Christ, here's what you've got to know. Jesus is the light of the world. And we all know this to be true. We can see it with our eyes when this collision between light and darkness happens. Darkness cannot defeat the light. It's impossible. Walk into a dark room, light a candle, turn on a small light, and you will see how light always overcomes the darkness. And so we see that and we trust in that. As Jesus is the light of the world, we know Jesus is going to win in the end. But then there's some good news for anyone who follows Jesus, for those who give their life to Christ. Anyone who follows Jesus, Jesus says these two things will happen. Number one, we will not walk in darkness because he lives inside of us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. We're going to have the ability to walk in light as we are moving through this life. And that is good news. I don't know about you, but I would rather walk in the light than walk in the darkness. And then number two, he says, if you're a follower of him, if you're following him, you will have the light of life, the light of eternal life, the light of life that can never be taken away, that can never be stripped, that can never be stolen, that can never be lost. You are going to have the light of life because he is the light of the world. So let me close with this. If you are not a believer, repent, believe, give your heart to Christ today. He is the light. You can have the light inside of you and not walk in darkness and have the light of life. Repent today if you're not a believer. And let me close with this, church. If you are the church, be the church. You are the light. Don't hide your light. Let it shine today. God bless you. Come visit me at pastorpete.org.